A local council in regional Queensland is putting a much-needed infrastructure project on hold due to high costs. Quilpie, 1,000 kilometres west of Brisbane, has been planning an aquatic centre for over 20 years to replace the actual pool. Before COVID, cost to build a centre was $20 million. Now, the amount has doubled, leaving plans on hold until further notice, or until the state government supports the project. The wise Eduardo Jordan started asking Mayor of Quilpie Shire Council, Ben Hall, to explain what's going on with the actual pool.
Yeah, so this has been a long-running saga. It's been on our wish list, build a new aquatic centre, for nearly 25 to 30 years, just because our pool, as all things age, we keep throwing band-aids at it to keep it going along. So, yeah, we went out to try and find an look at something to replace it. And when we go out to look for costings on it, it comes back at $40 million. Well, that's a price escalation from 2019, was the last time council went out to look at prices on the aquatic centre, and it was $20 million back then. So it's doubled in that time.
So what's the pool looking like as we speak?
It is a very nice, well-maintained, clean facility. It's well utilised by the community, but it's a lot of the infrastructural assets behind it that keep it running from day to day are deteriorating, and a lot of them are in the ground and unserviceable and unmaintainable. And so it's only as it has aged, it is one of those things that it'll end up with a critical failure one time, and generally when you need it most, and that'll be during the summer months.
So the Shire Council proposed an aquatic centre over there. So why is it important to have this centre and not just a pool renovation?
Yeah, it's about when, if not now, when do you go through the process of replacing that asset for the community? And that can's been kicked down the road for quite a few years now. So, you know, we're all getting to that point now where it's going to have to happen. So we're mindful of what the community needs are and what the community can afford.
If you can explain as well to us, I mean, us, for example, in Brisbane and in metropolitan areas, I mean, if there's not a pool, you know, available, I mean, we can just go to another one. But I'm guessing it's like the main pool in the Shire. Why is this very important for the community?
Yeah, it's where people learn to swim. Also, they facilitate things like first aid lessons and things like that out of there. So it's not just an aquatic centre for swimming. It's a learning centre for learn to swim and for the first aid delivery for the community, which, you know, is facilitated there. There's all of those sort of things tied through it. And the importance of it is we live in a rural area where there are country kids who come in to learn to swim here. Every property has a dam within 50 metres of their house or a cattle trough or something. So it's just absolutely paramount that kids learn to swim in regional areas.
Now, $40 million, that's a substantial amount of money. How is this news of the very expensive aquatic centre affecting the community, especially this summer?
Yeah, the effect on the community is not that apparent at the moment because we have a pool, we have it up and running. We had a major shutdown and a breakdown early in the season, thankfully. In October, it was still remained relatively cool, but had it have been a normal year, it would have been warm and everyone would have been looking for it. But yeah, but that just, you know, that was at the start of the year and start of the season rather. And then all of a sudden, we're looking down the barrel of a hot, long summer and everyone's on tenterhooks as to whether the pool is going to endure and see us through the summer. So, you know, I think for the community and the assurity of the pool going forward, a new aquatic centre is the best thing we can look at for reliability and more capacity to offer more services, more accessibility for our ageing community and those sort of things.
Now, have you approached the state government about this project? And if so, what's their feedback on it?
We haven't gone out. We've just looked at preliminary costings and drawn upon other community like ours in our region that have actually initiated doing pool building and worked out our estimates based on that and got estimates from those contractors to look at the feasibility of what it would entail for us to build a new aquatic centre here, then making that a part of our application for advocation of how we get funding to build it. And when we look at it it comes back at 39, almost $40 million, and the cost escalation going up, what would we go out to market to look for? Because you just can't get a bearing on the cost.
Mayor of Quilpie Shire Council, Ben Hall there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.